Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I've got a really exciting show today. I have Wendy Cause with me, and Wendy is a business coach and has been for several years. She has helped to inspire hundreds of individuals and businesses get out of their own way with the Cause Syndicate. She helps them make positive changes that result in increased income, a happier work culture, and improved customer service, all resulting in increased profitability and team satisfaction. It's my pleasure to welcome Wendy to our show today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, these are all things I think that people are definitely always looking for, right? That's kind of what our whole show is about, working from your happy place.
Yeah, I was really excited by the name of the podcast when I heard about you. And I was like, this just makes me so happy.
Oh, that's
just the whole
awesome.
Concept of working from that perspective is so powerful. I love it.
It really is. So, Wendy, why don't you take us on a little journey, fill in some of the gaps of your bio, and tell us more about yourself and then how you came to do what you do today.
Oh, my goodness. So I was born in 1968. No, I'm...
I was about almost to have a heart attack.
Yep, I'm going to start from the very beginning. No, I have worked in the business world. And the two main aspects was in the moving and storage industry, everything from customer service to sales to management. And then I moved into a huge leap into the radio advertising world. And when I went from moving and storage management into radio, I didn't want to manage anymore. All I wanted to do was just be a great salesperson and enjoy the ride and stop managing. Well, some people are born leaders, whether they want to or not, and I'm graced with that particular gift. And in a pretty short period of time, I was transferred right up through the management and ended up helping so many people make excellent career choices, and it allowed my team to grow and expand and become amazing. However, I recognize that the power that I had in myself to be a good leader, motivate, inspire, and get people going was also something that butted heads with management. They had different ideas. They wanted to take that powerhouse and use it in a different direction. And I just decided, you know what, instead of grumping and, you know, arguing over what direction I wanted myself and my team to go, I was just going to start my own business. And I got to tell you, one of the main things that allowed me the, is bravity a word, to be brave enough to do this, it's a bit of a crisis. I think we all can recognize that crisis often brings about change, but I dreamed about having my own business, helping other leaders be amazing, other salespeople bring out the best that they could. But I kept staying stuck in that safety zone of working for a company, you know. Sadly, my mother died when she was only 59.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And yeah, it was, that's what propelled me to go from moving and storage into radio. And then several years later, after working in radio for a while, my daughter passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And when I was going through these major mindset changes, going, okay, I don't like the direction the company's going. I want to lead my team this way, but they want me to go that way. All that, you know, negotiating back and forth, and I have to do what the boss says. Because of those two things that happened, my mom's passing at such a young age and my daughter passing at the age of 23, I recognized life is too short. Mm-hmm. I stopped fighting with myself and I just did it. I walked in one day and I just said, you know what, guys, I love you. It's your company. You get to do what you want. It's your radio station. I want to do it this way. So I'm going to quit and do it with love and joy. And I did that day. I just quit my job. And I started my coaching practice. And all the lessons that I'd learned all those years, I'm 51 years old, and I learned so much. And I started my business when I was 43.
Okay.
I learned so much working for those companies. I actually used it as a launching pad of what not to do when I train and coach and strategize with the businesses that I work with. And it's been just amazing.
Well, that's a very inspiring story, absolutely. And I'm sorry for those. Those are very painful losses to go through. And I'm sure that that has had a huge impact on life decisions, because things like that do, you know. You're right. Really, crisis is generally what causes people to make major changes.
And the real core value in that was recognizing, I don't want to sound like I don't care, but my mom and my daughter both would want me to make the most out of this life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took away that fear of making a decision and just going for it. I mean, what's the worst that was going to happen? I could die tomorrow. I could die young. So you know what? Just go for it. And it's an honor to do that through them, for them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think there's two comments that you just made there that are they're really important little nuggets. So I'm just going to point them out. Like for me, when I'm making big, major life decisions, that's one of the things that helps sort of propel me forward. And I teach that too, is really make your list of your pros and cons and then say, what is the worst thing that can happen? And if you can live with that, and in most cases, people can. It's that they just won't really sit and face that. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? And you're out of work, or you go find another full-time job, or you, whatever the case is, you know? And mm-hmm. most people will be like, yeah, I could live with that being the worst thing. So why not go for it? And I think the other one that you said, which I think is so important, I know as a trainer myself, it's equally as important to teach the things not to do as it is the things to do. And I don't think that enough trainers do that. I'm really big on doing that, because I think that we can sit and teach what to do all day long, but people don't recognize the pitfalls or the mistakes that they make or how they end up blowing it. You know, they're going along and doing things right, and then they do some of the most foolish things that sabotage their own success. And so I'm really big on teaching what not to do as well as what to do. And so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I find that to be a hugely powerful training model myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't do that because you're not supposed to talk about the negative.
Right.
But that's reality. Life is full of negatives and crisis and all sorts of negative things. Just as simple as that. And if you avoid talking about the truth of it and the repercussions of that, mm-hmm. then you're missing half the page. You're missing half the training. I can't agree more with you.
Yeah,
that's great.
So tell us a little bit now about your business today and how that has shaped your lifestyle. So you made a major change. And so what's been the reward of that, Wendy?
Oh, there's so many. How long is your podcast? Well, I think if I had to say, first thing is I don't live by an alarm clock anymore. I get to get up and get busy when I want to, and I get to work as late or as early as I want to, that freedom of choice. Now, the funny thing is, what is that saying about an entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is one that'll work 100 hours a week for no pay, as opposed to 40 hours a week with pay for a company, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, in the very beginning, it was just like that. Now, it has paid off. I'm working on, in January, I'll be working on my 8th year in business. And I've been very successful literally since my 2nd year. But the biggest freedom, mm-hmm. freedom. I don't live by an alarm clock. And I find myself getting up naturally at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning. And that has, instead of setting the alarm for six and then, you know, hitting the snooze 10 times, right. I just wake up. I don't have to set an alarm and I get to work my own schedule. That freedom of choice of, I was listening to your podcast and somebody was talking about the joy of being able to, I don't feel like putting my makeup on today and not having to.
Right.
Work in my pajamas if I want to. You know, I can get decked out and do all the things, but that pure freedom and the ability to be proud of yourself for your own self-discipline.
You know, it's funny.
100% you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because I'm still, and I know everybody talks about it, but I'm not one of those people that will go and do a Facebook Live if I haven't taken the time to get ready. So I'm still old school. I'm going to put my makeup on and do my hair. So I love it on days when I have no lives. I have no video. I'm like, woo, I just get to do, and I don't even have to comb my hair today if I don't want to.
Well, you know, I've stretched for just FYI on Facebook Lives. I've stretched out with that. And I have done Facebook Lives in my pajamas in order to represent the freedom lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Look, I got no makeup. I've got nothing going on here. And I'll even pan down and show my slippers and my pajamas. Oh. And I tell you, I get more views on those where I'm not decked out and set up perfectly.
That's what everybody tells me. That's what everybody tells me. So I'm going to have to just bite the bullet here one day. So let's
give it just a try one time.
I know, right? So let's talk about a couple of the skill sets that you've identified that you think are really helpful in being the success that you are.
Oh, number one is my listening skills. As you were saying, that when you teach what you shouldn't do as well as what you should do. My listening skills have attuned so well that I'm really able to pick up what people want and need based on what they don't say, just as often as by what they do say.
Wow.
My claim to fame is being able to dive deeply into the truth of what they're dealing with. If you read any of my testimonials, it's Wendy didn't always say what I wanted to hear, but she always said what I needed to hear. And it's amazing if you can get your listening skills to the level of being more intuitive than just purely listening to the words that they're saying, listening to their body language, their tone, and all of that, you really can dive so much deeper than what is usually presented on the surface.
Very good.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. I'm pretty brutal. And I know people won't like it because I go, well, yeah, are you really trying to tell me fill in the blank? And sometimes they cry because they're like, oh, you just hit the nail on the head.
Wow.
But it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it took many years of training and learning to do that and trust in myself.
Yes, for sure. So let's talk about one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that's super meaningful for you.
Oh, my goodness. That would be this year, and it was 20 years in the making. One of those things that, isn't it funny, you can dive into one thing yet hold back on another.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be perfectly well-rounded. I had dreamed of this and wanted it for almost 20 years, and that was this year I walked the El Camino de Santiago. For those who don't know what that is, it is a 500-mile walk.
Oh, my.
Yes, it has been going on for 1,500 years, and the deal is it's from the other in France on the other side of the Pyrenees Mountains across the northern part of Spain to the ocean, and at Santiago Cathedral is interred St. James.
Okay.
One of Jesus's apostles. Now, you don't have to be Christian or Catholic or anything to go on this pilgrimage anymore. This is very much a spiritual journey. I heard about this back in 2001, and I was hooked. I had to do this. But first, it was my work. Who's ever going to give me 30 days off to do this?
Mm-hmm.
There was never the right time. I was too busy, you know, the money to do it, which didn't turn out to be nearly as bad as I thought. My physicality, either too heavy or a broken foot or a sprained this, you name it. For almost 20 years, there was excuses not to do it. And then March of 2018, I just said, you know what? I'm doing it. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I decided. And I trained for a year, and in May, I did it. And it has changed my life. Oh. It's amazing.
Congratulations. That's exciting. So yeah, 500 miles. Wow. So tell me, how long did that take?
It took 30 days. Pretty much, well, 32 days on the feet on the ground. Okay. And I did end up, because I didn't give enough time. If anybody's planning on doing this, do your research, number one. Number two, give yourself 6 weeks instead of four. And because we ended up not, me and my friend that went with me, we ended up not being able to walk the full 500. We only walked about 350 miles on feet on the ground. But it's a 500-mile travel because we ran out of time. She got sick and I twisted an ankle. So there was four days there that we lost. Mm-hmm. And then weather stopped us almost 2 days in the very beginning because there was snow on the Pyrenees Mountains. So we lost nearly 5 days all in just because of, things we couldn't control. So we had to make up some time on a bus. So we did it through the middle of the state, the country, where it was all flat and yuck.
So tell me, you said it was amazing and you learned so much from that. Give us just a couple little insights into what was your biggest takeaway. What did you learn from that experience?
I would say that the number one thing that I took away is to not sweat the small stuff. Every single day on the Camino was like a microcosm of a lifetime. There was pain, there was excitement, there was a beauty and ugliness and frustration, accomplishment, joy, all of this. It happened like every single solitary day. And it made me recognize that living right here, right now, is all that really matters. If you're discomforted, it'll be done in a bit. It's not forever. It's not permanent. If you're really, really happy, it's also not permanent. So the core thing that I walked away from is living in every moment as if this is it. Enjoying the good, the bad, the ugly. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the past, because now is the only thing that matters. And it changed everything, the way I see life in every way, shape, or form. Because I know that if I'm frustrated or scared, if I just give it a few minutes, it's going to change. So I interpreted my daily experience walking like that, because that's like 15 miles a day minimum. Oof. Walking every day.
Yep.
And every kind of sensation can come through. And I was like, gosh, that's just like life. If you take your life and look at it, and put it into a research mode where you're looking at the beginning, middle, and where you're at right now. Mm-hmm. There's been a mixture of everything, right? Good, bad, ugly, crisis, excitement, pure joy, you know? It changes constantly. So being worried about the past or being worried about the future is really a waste of time because it's always changing. I feel so peaceful now.
Well, that is wonderful. And that's some really great insights. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's talk about the opposite of that and maybe share a story with us about a challenge and how you faced that and then how you worked through it.
So my biggest challenge to date, you know, sans just starting your business is a challenge in itself, of course. But now that, you know, as I'm 8 years into it, I have decided about a year and a half ago to launch my business online. And so I went through the training for about a year. I hired a coach. I started doing research and doing all of that. And I keep trying to launch these online programs. And the failure of that, I'm coming around to, is that I haven't been focusing my niche, my marketing, my messaging on what I'm great at. And my greatness is local client attraction. I live in a very small rural community in Lewiston, Idaho, and I have developed a six-figure business based on local client attraction. And when I started trying to launch my business online to try to get people to hire me, coaches to teach them how to be coaches, I kept focusing on being an online coach. Frankly, I don't know anything about being an online coach, but I know everything about local client attraction. I know everything about developing your local coaching business, the model and everything behind it. So the struggle has been to launch my business online. And ladies and gentlemen, I have been sticking to this and not giving up. I have launched several programs. I have tried to start a couple of different groups. I've tried things and they've not succeeded. Not giving up is the secret. And now I finally, a year and a half, almost 2 years into this, have recognized I'm trying to pitch the wrong thing, which is really kind of silly if you look back at it going, wow, why didn't I just recognize that? So the challenge has been being so successful in one area and failing so epically in another, keeping your head down and just keep working and being brave enough to suck at it. Try it. That didn't work. Move forward to something else. That doesn't work. Now try something different. Keep going and trying and learning and be brave enough to try it and suck at it and then go, oh, okay, this is what I did wrong. I believe I'm now at the cusp of understanding what my true gifts are and how to translate that onto online. So I feel like 2020 is going to be my year to finally break through and get the success that I'm looking for as an online presence as well as a local presence.
Very good.
Don't give up.
I know. And you know what? That is, and for some people, it's just so easy, right? They seem to just do that effortlessly and you'll see people, but I promise you they've gone through ups and downs with it too. But for me, I had a very successful speaking business in live settings for, you know, 25 years. And then we have been doing online programs now for the last probably 3 years, maybe even a little bit more, four. And I would say that only, and we've had, it's for me to say not any success, not the level of success that we needed to have, let's put it that way, to maintain what we have, because what somebody else's level of success is, they like what we do in a month, they would be thrilled out of their brains. But when you have a whole company and team and you're paying for things, it's a different ball game than that. But for us to really have the success that we need to have, I would say that has come this year. And I would encourage people to stay at it, like you said, but also really try to surround yourself with intelligent people that can help guide you, you know, and give you the tools that you need. Because there is a lot of different tools that go into really running an online business. And so the quicker that you can get to those I think the sooner that you'll see more of that success as well. And I think identifying exactly, not trying to be like everybody else online, but finding out what is your superpowers, you know, like what is your wheelhouse? Where are you really good? So I love that advice.
Yeah. And it's just like any other business, though. You say this is your third year of online programs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of folks promise that overnight you're going to be this, you know, multi-million dollar online coach. Well, I think if it's a real business, it takes time. Any brick and mortar business takes time to build. And I think you can shorten the curve tremendously. First, hire a coach, right? Or hire, like you say, the smart people. People are smarter than you. Bring them in.
Right.
And when I think about it, I've spent a year and a half learning and trying and failing. And if it goes by standard, 2020 will start getting some serious traction. 2021, I'll probably hit the financial goals I'm after. The key, surround yourself and don't give up. So many of us like, oh, I posted things for 3 weeks and nobody responded. Oh my gosh. It takes longer than that. It takes a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And the technology behind it, if I always say that I'm a techtard. I'm your official techtard. So every bit of technology that I learn and move forward through has been a learning curve. But I've been able to do that, take the time to grow that aspect of my business because my local business is so successful. That's been feeding and watering me. So I can take the time to grow the online business.
Very good. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
It means creating the life that I desire. It means being infused in my own personal space. I get to be, do, and have exactly what I design without somebody telling me what to do. I love that. I love not being controlled by others, that my fate is my own. That makes me happy.
Well, that's good. What advice would you give to others wanting to be entrepreneurs?
Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself enough space to trial and error. I guess that ties in financially with definitely have a year, 6 months to a year's worth of income to fall back on so you're not panicking. And probably most importantly, hire somebody, a coach, go through training when you know that you're stuck. Don't sit there and wallow in it all by yourself. Being an entrepreneur is hard enough. Don't try to go about it alone.
Absolutely. I think that's very good advice. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners might benefit from? And make sure that you tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay, the best place to find all of my content and access all the other things, my LinkedIn and Facebook and podcast and all of that, is just to go to my website, which is really easy. It's Kause with a K, K-A-U-S-E, success.com. And that's my website, and that'll feed you off to all of my things of wonder and learning. The biggest thing that I'm doing right now is I've launched my own podcast. I've had one on YouTube, but this is now an actual podcast that you can find me on Podbean and iTunes and all of that. And that was my number one goal for 2019. And I'm so proud that I actually launched it. It's both spiritual mindset and business acumen. Both, there's two different channels for you to be able to listen to, depending on your mood. You want to learn some techniques or do you want to learn some personal development? So the podcast is amazing. I'm proud of that.
Perfect. And the name of that?
Is Kause and Effect.
Oh, great. Well,
With a K.
With a K. So Kause and Effect. So thank you so much, Wendy, for joining us today and imparting your wisdom and just sharing your story. I always think people's stories are so inspiring because there's somebody out there listening that says, wow, that sounds just like me. And that's one of the things about stories is they're relatable to people on a certain level that gives them that courage. And you talked a lot about that, about being brave to forge a new path for themselves. So thank you so much for giving us that time today.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. And I just want to remind all of our listeners that if you enjoyed this podcast today, we always love reviews, but more than anything else, folks, so that you don't miss a single episode, make sure that you go to Work From Your Happy Place and subscribe. And that way you will never miss a single episode. So thanks, everyone, until we meet again.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.